From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanschura. The music you're hearing is from The Soldier's Tale, written by Igor Stravinsky. The Soldier's Tale is a theatrical work based on a Russian folktale and was written 100 years ago. In addition to the music, the show includes actors and dancers. Back when the show premiered, an influenza epidemic cut short the show's performance tour. Matt Schlomer, the Interlochen Arts Academy band director, says ironically, the flu bug wreaked a bit of havoc on the Interlochen students preparing to perform The Soldier's Tale.
So the piece premiered in Lausanne to great reviews, and so it looked like the tour was going to go well, and this was going to all be, you know, roses. But then the flu epidemic broke out in Europe, and so the government actually banned all public gatherings, large gatherings of people, and so all of his tour was canceled, and the piece never got played again for quite a while. So I told the students this as we were starting, you know, just some history about the piece, it's so fascinating, and mentioned this about the flu season. And sure enough, it was the next day that the flu started to come into campus.
Okay.
And the dancer, who's the devil, sure enough, she came down with influenza, and then the bass player got it. And this is an authentic performance.
Bit of irony served in.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, of course, have heard of Igor Stravinsky, the famous Russian composer from the 20th century. But Matt, maybe not as many are familiar with this particular work, The Soldier's Tale. So if you would give us a quick rundown of what this story is about.
The story is about a classic tale where someone is trading something to the devil in exchange for wealth and riches and power. And that rarely goes as planned. And so in this case, it's a soldier who's on leave, and he has 2 weeks off, and he's playing his violin, and the devil hears him playing and decides that, in our case, we're playing this as with a woman, decides that she wants his violin, and then offers him just that, a book that will tell the future and tell him about stocks and bonds and how to be wealthy.
Okay.
So he considers this briefly, and then he decides to go ahead with it. And as usual, things just don't go the way that he thought they would.
Matt, this year marks the 100th anniversary of The Soldier's Tale. But beyond maybe having that as a peg, why did you want to perform this piece now, today?
For our students on campus, it's very interesting, the story is, because our students, when they're, you know, when they're becoming artists and starting to consider that, what are they going to do with this training and with this brilliant art that they can create for the public, I think they go through a similar issue that the soldier is going through, which is, there's no promise, there's no guarantee of a career, of safety, of income when you're a young artist. You're not recognized yet. There's no one's looking for you yet. And so you really don't know how you're going to use your art to actually live. And so, you know, our seniors on campus, as they're taking auditions, and I think they wrestle with this, you know, they're all very smart too, so they could go into anything and have a 401k and a paycheck and tenure at a university, whatever it's going to be. They could take an easier path and trade their art in, so to speak, for that path, or they could still hold out and really have to consider, what's making me happy here? Do I just love making art, or would I prefer a life that has a little more safety? And that's no judgment, because everyone's path is different.
Matt Schlomer, Interlochen Arts Academy band director, thanks for joining me today.
It's been great to be here.
And you can see the production of The Soldier's Tale this Saturday evening at 7:30 at Corson Auditorium at Interlochen Center for the Arts. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for tuning in.